Yes, trustee Booster.
Let me say,
Jesus. 2003 on or about half a year, perhaps even, should be sick. The system had inaugurated the hospital procedures to correspond to matters concerning and implied a visit to the GP surgery. I would, of course, not just because it was too early in my opinion in the day, had become an unnecessary task, but also I was busy building up the web station. Which takes us to point one, which is, this was a big surprise for Susan today.
Now let's take charge of.
Everything was going to be left behind on the computer, put in the second base. I was going to take charge and making sure she became fit. That though was a big secret. I've often wondered since, as the years went by, what would have happened if that had became, if what had happened in fact, which was reaching the doctor's surgery, him playing a fool and wanting to make dates also for further sickness in 3 months, 2 weeks or something, the time drop it began. 1 year rather than sickness, which it became obsolete, in fact, prior. This raises a little bit of a stink. In this case, I, asking him what the game is.
Did he well explain himself?
And why the recall, the sick notes, in such a sort of swift sequence. In a steamy gesture, he phoned up the police, didn't he? Who arrived pronto. I was unarrested and taken to the clinic. Unable to pass anything to Susan. Mac cards or anything of any use. I should get ourselves some money. She was penniless. In fact, this was the day we were reaching the payment machine to take out a payment. Likely I had next to nothing myself. She had absolutely nothing. The police wouldn't allow a moment's passing parcel to go on. He caught me off and left her in the lurch, in the middle of nowhere, with no money, direction, or anything. Now, wasn't he a clever little beaver, the GP? Reisman, wasn't it? Yes, Dr. Reisman. Yes, well, point one, reflection. I, today, that day, was to stop work on the computer, development areas, put everything into hold, and take charge of looking after Susan, feeding, making sure she was fed up, size, milk, trips out, and leave the computer station for a while in second boot. What would have happened if that had been the case? I often wondered. Because, rolling on, as we must, as you know, that was the end of our marriage. She was kept in a hospital. As soon as I spelled a visitor, when I was released, got chucked out of hospital, you see. She was then put on a section and she was unable to come home. So, of course, for this evening, metal machines, well, that's actually an old sculpture. North wind blowing. It's a relative thing, in fact, because the album I mentioned called Dreamtime. Well, North Wind's a whole sculpture. It's apparently, for the records, based on a dream. Now, we could assume the dream is it the following one? All sculpture comes after all sculpture. Now the live one. All live came out, didn't it? Show great hits type of things. So Dreamtime might have been the next studio album. Yeah, Metal Machines is a great amount of bass. Our nucleus around. Now, Metal Machines in this case relates to a girl. Metal Machines, a nickname for a girl. Which is fair when you consider the songs based on a dream as far as the record's concerned. That's in one of the verses I saw Metal Machines. I was turning on a generation that hadn't yet tired. Now that suggests she becomes some sort of leader in the underground and channeled the energies of the youth onto the older beings. And so Metal Machines and returning on a generation that hadn't yet tired. So they're still fighting fit. If they hadn't yet tired, that suggests they're not old yet. And Metal Machines will be nearly in their 20s, early, very early 20s, if not 2021. In particular, Metal Machines, which is what the dream's about. For the records concerned, and she's come into power. And she's certainly big enough to be in power. Just the other night, I was talking to the nurses here about how the planet evokes the dreaming capacity within you. Whatever's going on in the life, when you sort of fall asleep, the planet itself re-establishes a format of its own for you to melt into the pictures, you could say, of dreams like that, which are established by the planet itself, which is why I can make little or incomprehensible sense. The point I was making to the girl was, I was told to, right, well, it's just a pastime. There's no sense in actually being able to establish what a dream is set out to mean, you know. As far as hidden meanings go and that sort of thing, it's just an amusement of the planets, I would put it down as that. At the end of the day, when you're younger, it's more of an interest to think of something fantastic there, like the gold pot at the end of the rainbow sort of thing, when you're younger. But as you come to work things out, eventually, it's just a planet that moves in itself in a very nice, little, amicable way, which is giving you all the information that's necessary in a different format, you know? And can push you this way or that way in the dream guise, and all sorts of things anyway, which ultimately, I think most people would agree that it leads nowhere. Yeah, I mean, once I've got into martial arts, right, and after years of doing real martial arts conceptualization, what I was able to fight in my dreams before that, it was impossible. Now I found myself being able to really mince people up in my dreams when they're unable to fight because they don't know how to fight. They don't know in real life, right? I remember beat people up, you know, pull their hair and kick them in the face or punch them, knock them around, grab them and wind them, all sorts of things, you know, rattle them moves. But in real terms, they don't know how to fight. So in the dreams, they can't fight in their dreams, not in reality. In the dreams are reality of it, you see. Now I was able to fight in dreams. I was knocking 6 tons of crap out of anybody that was working themselves in the dreams, you know. I mean, real blows, hard blows, and then making them in the dream, making them aware that we're really getting hit. Really getting hit, you know. Hurt. I knocked the stuff out of some people, like, you know, were known as in dreams, like. But I found that really interesting, you know. People can't fight. In their dreams, it's the reality of it, you know. They can't defend themselves in their dreams, you know. You know, I work ourselves in the dream for this reason, that it all came on end. After not going to peel a shite with so many people, I saw a dream that stopped working myself in my dreams because I was taking too much severe beatings in it, you know? It's just a type of sidestep, you know? People seem to be able to control the mannerism and their approach in dreams as well. Is that the concern? Consider which is flung the dream time on, like, could be a concept worth studying.